Srimatri Namaha, the divine blessings of our parents, Lalita Mahatripurasundari and Lord Mahadeva. We are continuing to discuss about the holy Lalita Sahasranamas. In those divine efforts, today we will be discussing the next namam, Kanakangada Keyura Kamaniya Bhujanvita. This namam essentially describes those beautiful shoulders of mother to which the four arms are attached. In the initial namas of Lalita Sahasranama, Chatur Bahu Samanvita, we have discussed, mother has four arms. So those four arms are being discussed further here with a brief description about the shoulders. Kanakangada Keyura Kamaniya Bhujanvita. They're talking about the Astavasimyad Vagdevatas are talking about the ornaments that adorn the mother's shoulders and the forearms. Kanaka Angada Keyura. Kanaka Angada, made out of gold. Kanaka Angada, Angada and Keyura, which are essentially, it looks like the U which most of the women, Kanyakas and Srimatis, all the women were decorating themselves. And that is a Saubhagya Suchana, which essentially elevates the shoulders and makes them look blissful. Why are the Vashchamyad Vagdevatas talking about the shoulders and the arms of mother? It's very, very important to understand the context that all the karmas we do, of all that we do, majority of the karmas are done by our hands. So whether it is a good karma or a bad karma, we often perform it, most of them, by our hands. Whether it is offering a lotus at the feet of Mother Goddess, or offering any another flower at the feet of the Divine Parents, or offering any offering into a havan or a yagnam, it's always done with the hand. Even offering the Mahaprasada to the Vaishnanara, the God that is there in all of us, by means of food, when we offer food, it's as good as offering into a yagnam. So hands do perform a significant karmic activity in our day-to-day lives. If you throw a stone at a dog, you're throwing a stone at it using your hands, which will accrue some amount of bad karma in our karmic balance. To understand this story, to understand this namam, we will discuss a couple of stories that will explain how important the hands are. Often when you take the blessings of any elderly people, any devotees, any saints, they will always bless us with their hand in Abhaya Mudra or Vara Mudra. You look at any god, any idol, any murti, any bhagavan, all their hands are in specific mudras. Like Guru Dakshina Murti is always in Chin Mudra, Mother Goddess is in Abhaya Mudra, Ganesha is in Vara Mudra. Abhaya means no fear. Vara means blessing us with a varam or boons. So different gods actually have different mudras that they hold. To think about the importance of these hands that we are all blessed with, let's think of a story from Saint Tulsidas's time. On one day when Saint Tulsidas was sitting by the banks of River Ganga and was chanting the Rama Nama and was reading through the Ramcharitmanas that he has written, A mother came to Tulsidas and she bowed down to him without realizing who it was and how she looked, what she was doing. Tulsidas was last in reading Ramcharitmanas, the Ramayana version of him, and he blessed her, Dirgha Sumangali Bhava. She was shocked. She said, "My husband is dead and he is in the graveyard, his body is in the graveyard on the pyre. I came to you to take any blessings that I can offer to his body so he will have a pleasant afterlife journey." Then Tulsidas was surprised. He said, "I don't know why I blessed you, Dirgha Sumangali Bhava. Maybe my Lord Rama wanted me to bless you that. There is a reason why Rama wanted to play this divine play. So let me go with you to the graveyard and see what's happening in order to bless your husband's body." So Saint Tulsidas accompanied that wife of the dead man and went to the graveyard, and there the body was ready on the pyre and people were waiting to set it on fire, and they were waiting for the lady to return. According to tradition, women are not supposed to get into the graveyard, but that exception is exempted in Kashi. And since the wife ran to Tulsidas to get blessings for the body one final last time before it turns into ashes, all the rest of the family was waiting for her return. When Saint Tulsidas looked at the body, he bowed down to Lord Rama and his thoughts walked to the body, and in the ear of the dead body he said Sri Rama 3 times. When he finished the 3rd time, the person came back to life and he sat on the pyre. Looking at this, all the people around were surprised, and the news went to the king, the ruler of that state. He summoned Tulsidas and he commanded Tulsidas that Tulsidas should give away that mantra or magic which brought back life to the dead man. And Tulsidas said, all he said was Sri Rama 3 times, and that brought back the life to the dead man. Listening to this, the king did not believe Tulsidas and started giving out the punishment. He said, this Tulsidas should be punished by 40 hunter strikes to his body. And the moment Tulsidas heard that, he said, I will accept this as Rama Prasadam. And as the person with the hunter tried approaching Tulsidas, Tulsidas started chanting Jai Hanuman Gyan Guna Sagar Jai Kapisa Tihuloka Ujagara Rama Duta Tulita Baladama Anjani Putra Pavana Sutanama Mahavira Vikrama Bajrangi Kumati Nivara Sumati Kesangi Kanchana Varna Viraja Subesa Kanana Kundala Kunchita Kesa Hatha Vajra Rudwaja Viraja Kande Munda Jane Usaje Shankara Suvana Kesani Nandana Teja Pratapa Mahajagavandana Vidya Vana Guni Yatichatur Rama Kaja Kariveko Atur Prabhu Charitra Suniveko Rasya ರಾಮ ಲಖನ ಸೀತಾಮನಭಸ್ಯ ಸೂಕ್ಷ್ಮ ರೂಪದಲ್ಲಿ ಸಿಂಹಧಿಕಾವ ವಿಕಟ ರೂಪದಲ್ಲಿ ಲಂಕ ಜರಾವ ಭೀಮ ರೂಪದಲ್ಲಿ ಅಸುರ ಸಂಹಾರೆ ರಾಮಚಂದ್ರಗೆ ಕಾಜ ಸಂಹಾರೆ ಲಾಯ ಸಂಜೀವನ ಲಖನ ಜಿಯಾಯೇ ಶ್ರೀ ರಘುವೀರ ಹರಶಿವರಲಾಯ ರಘುಪತಿ ಕಿನಹಿ ಭೌತ ಬಡಾಯಿ ಕಹಾ ಭರತ ಸಮತುಮ ಪ್ರೇಬಾಯಿ ಸಹಸವದನ ತುಮಹರ ಯಸ ಗಾವೈ ಅಸಕಹಿ ಶ್ರೀಪತಿ ಕಂಠಲ ಗಾವೈ ಸನಕಾದಿಕ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮಾದಿ ಮುನೀಸ ನಾರದ ಶಾರದ ಸಹಿತ ಹೀಸ ಯಮ ಕುಬೇರ ದಿಗಪಾಲ ಜಹಾಂತೆ ಕವಿ ಕೋವಿದ ಗಹಸಕೈ ಕಹತೆ ತುಮ ಉಪಕಾರ ಸುಗ್ರೀವಹಿಕೀನ ರಾಮ ಮಿಲಾಯ ರಾಜಪದ ದೀನ ತುಂಹರೆ ಮಂತ್ರ ವಿಭೀಷಣ ಮಾನ ಲಂಕೇಶ್ವರ ಬಯಸಭ ಜಗಜಾನ ಯುಗ ಸಹಸ್ರ ಯೋಜನ ಪರಬಾನು ಲೀಲ್ಯೋ ತಾಹಿ ಮಧುರಫಲ ಜಾನು ಪ್ರಭು ಮುದ್ರಿಕ ಮೇಲೆ ಮುಖಮಾಹಿ ಜಲದಿಲಾಂಗಿಗೆ ಅಚರಜನಾಹಿ ದುರ್ಗಮ ಅಕಾಜ ಜಗತಿಗೆ ಜೇತೆ ಸುಗಮ ಅನುಗ್ರಹ ತುಂಹರ ತೇತೆ ರಾಮ ದುವಾರೆ ತುಮ್ರ ಕುವಾರೆ ಹೋತನಗ್ನ ಬಿನು ಪೈಠಾರೆ ಸಬ ಸುಕಲಾಹಿ ತುಂಹರಿ ಶರಣ ತುಮ್ ರಕ್ಷಕ ಕಾಹು ಕೋಡರ್ನ ಅಪ್ನಾ ತೇಜ ಸಂಹರೋ ಅಂಪೈ ತೀನೋ ಲೋಕ ಹಂಕತ ಕಾಂಪೈ ಭೂತ ಪಿಸಾಚ ನಿಕಟ ನಹಿ ಆವೈ ಮಹಾವೀರ ಜಪ ನಾಮ ಸುನಾವೈ ನಾಸೆ ರೋಗ ಹರೈ ಸಬ ಪೀರ ಜಪತ ನಿರಂತರ ಹನುಮತ ವೀರ ಸಂಕಟತೆ ಹನುಮಾನ ಚುಡಾವೈ ಮನಕ್ರಮ ವಚನ ಧ್ಯಾನ ಜುಲಾವೈ ಸಬ ಪರ ರಾಮ ತಪಸ್ವಿ ರಾಜ ತಿನಗೆ ಏಕಾಜ ಸಕಲ ತುಂ ಸಾಜ ಅವರ ಮನೋರಥ ಜೋಗು ಎಲ್ಲ ಅವೇ ತಾನು ಅಮಿತ ಜೀವನ ಪಾಲಪಾವೈ ಚಾರೋ ಯುಗ ಪರತಾಪ ತುಮಾರ ಹೇ ಪರಸಿದ್ಧಿ ಜಗತ್ ವಿಜಯಾರ ಸಾಧು ಸಂತಕೆ ತುಮ್ರಕವಾರೆ ಅಸುರ ನಿಕಂದನ ರಾಮದುಳಾರೆ ಅಷ್ಟ ಸಿದ್ಧಿ ನವನಿದಿಕೇದಾತ ಅಸವರ ದೀನ ಜಾನಕಿ ಮಾತ ರಾಮ ರಸಾಯನ ತುಮ್ಹರೆ ಪಾಸ ಸದಾ ರಹೋ ರಘುಪತಿಕೇ ದಾಸ ತುಮ್ಹರೆ ಭಜನ ರಾಮಕೋಪಾವೈ ಜನ್ಮ ಜನ್ಮಕ್ಕೆ ದುಃಖ ಬಿಸರಾವೆ ಅಂತಕಾಲ ರಘುಪತಿ ಪುರಜಾಯಿ ಜಹ ಜನ್ಮಿ ಹರಿ ಭಕ್ತ ಕಹಾಯಿ ಅವರ ದೇವರ ಚಿತ್ತನದರಿ ಹನುಮತ ಸೇಯಿ ಸರ್ವಸುಖ ಕರೆಯಿ ಸಂಕಟ ಕಠೇ ಮಠೆ ಹಠೈ ಸಭವೀರ ಜೋಸು ಮಿರೈ ಹನುಮತ ಬಲವೀರ ಜಯ 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 ಹನುಮಾನ ಗೋಸಾಯಿ ಕೃಪಾ ಕರೋ ಗುರುದೇವಕಿ ನಾಯಿ ಯಹ ಸತವಾರ ಪಾಠಗರ ಜೋಯಿ ಚೂಟಹೆ ಬಂದಿ ಮಹಾಸುಖ ಹೋಯಿ ಜೋ ಯಹ ಪಡೆ ಹನುಮಾನ ಚಲೀಸ ಹೋಯ ಸಿದ್ಧಿ ಸಾಕಿ ಗೌರೀಸ ತುಳಸೀದಾಸ ಸದಾ ಹರಿಚೇರ ಖೀ ಜಯನಾದ ಹೃದಯ ಮಹಂಡೇರ ಪವನ ತನಯ ಸಂಕಟ ಹರಣ ಮಂಗಳ ಮೂರತಿ ರೂಪ ರಾಮ ಲಖನ ಸೀತಾ ಸಹಿತ ಹೃದಯ ಬಸವ ಸ್ವರೂಪ ಜಯ ಶ್ರೀರಾಮ್. ದೀಸ್ 40 ಲೈನ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಹನುಮಾನ್ ಚಾಲೀಸ ಇರಪ್ಟೆಡ್ ಔಟ್ ಆಫ್ ತುಳಸಿದಾಸ ಮೌತ್ ಆಸ್ ಹಿ ರಿಕಾಲ್ಡ್ ದ ಶ್ರೀರಾಮ ನಾಮಂ ದಟ್ ಹಿ ಚಾಂಟೆಡ್ ಇನ್ ದ ಡೆಡ್ ಬಾಡೀಸ್ ಇಯರ್ ಥ್ರೈಸ್ ಟು ಬ್ರಿಂಗ್ ಬ್ಯಾಕ್ ದ ಲೈಫ್ As Tulsidas chanted these 40 lines, closing his eyes, praying to his Lord Rama and his divine devotee, Bhagavan Anjaneya. 40 gigantic huge monkeys appeared from nowhere and the soldiers of the king started trembling out of fear. Then when Tulsidas chanted, finished Hanuman Chalisa and opened his eyes, the king came running to the feet of Tulsidas and touched Tulsidas' feet asking for forgiveness. And Tulsidas said, I am not the one to forgive you. It is all Lord Rama's Leela. And that, starting that day, even till date, this Hanuman Chalisa, which is a Mahamantram, which initiates one into Sri Vidya, was given out by Tulsidas. Tulsidas is none other than Saint Valmiki, who has come back as Tulsidas to keep repeating the importance of Ramayana in Kali Yuga. We will discuss that in another story, but the blessing that Tulsidas gave to a mother who lost her husband, he blessed her with her hand as Dirga Sumangali Bhava. Therefore, he had to go to the graveyard, bring him back to life. And because of all this episode, we were blessed with a very powerful and simple Mahamantra called Hanuman Chalisa. This is one of the stories on how Tulsidas's hand made a Mahamantra spread ubiquitously to all learned, not so learned, and uninitiated people, bringing them closer to Sri Vidya or the mother, because there is no one closer to any being other than his, her, or its mother, because whole reason God continues to create this universe in the form of mother, as mother is the only synonym for unconditional love for an infinite time to come. Do take care. In the next episode, we'll discuss another beautiful story. Shrimatre Namaha.